Father, we thank you for Victoria Grassic, for the call of God upon her life. We thank you, Lord God, that she is, the Lord says that you are one of my generals. The Lord says he has handpicked you. You are one in 10,000, the Lord says. You are one in 10,000. That's how special you are to the Lord. That the Lord has many that are going to do many exploits for the Lord, but you are one in 10,000. You're going to do great exploits for the Lord. The Lord has seen your faithfulness. He's seen you crying out. He's seen where you've been. The Lord knows where you're going. The Lord says, I see you on a, you're walking in a road, and it's a sand road. Then it's gravel. Then it's pavement. Then it's gold. The Lord says, there's gold at the end. Lord, continue on the road that I've given you to walk on. Continue to press forward in me, says the Lord, for it will soon be the time that you will break through in that anointing that I've called you to walk in. I'm going to give you strands and plans and strategies, says the Lord, in new ways to seek me and to teach others to seek me. I'm going to give you dreams. It's almost like there's always a back door to get into somewhere. The Lord is going to show you a back door to get to him. A new way in that place of worship, in a new revelation and a hunger, that you're going to see him in a new way you've never seen him before. And you're going to see, wow, it's been easy all this time. And the Lord says you are going to be able to take others into the glory with you. I see the Lord breaking off two things. It's like you're walking, and there's two things behind you that are kind of stopping you. And the Lord says he's bringing closure to those. Even starting tonight, these things are going to begin to break off. And I see you picking up speed. I see you walking. I see you running. And I see you jumping. All of a sudden, I see you got wings, Victoria. And you're flying through the air with the greatest of ease. You're soaring, says the Lord, high above the clouds. And now I see you looking down. And say, oh, wait a minute. There's the enemy. He's going to do that. He's going to try to do that. And you're going to be the watchman on the wall saying, the enemy's up to this. Let's fight this way. And you're going to stop the enemy in his tracks. I see that description in the Bible that says, the enemy king says, there's a plan. There's a traitor amongst us who's telling Israel the secrets. I said, no, they have a prophet named Elijah who knows all things that you do in your bedchamber. And the Lord says, you're going to know the plans of the enemy before he even attacks. And you're going to be able to set up strategic plans to defeat the enemy even before he begins. So the Lord says, get ready. Those two things that are encumbering you are going to be broken off. You're going to walk, you're going to trot, you're going to run, and you're going to soar. And as you soar, you're going to be able to see exactly the things that the enemy is doing. And you're going to call that out. You're going to be able to release it to the intercessors. And you're going to see a great breakthrough coming, says the Lord.